super fly. I know I'm super fly. Hey guys, it's Aaron Chance. You're listening to mavradio.fm.
And it's Grace Bell. We're going to be telling you about some of the conspiracy theories revolving around Tupac Shakur's death.
Yeah, and welcome back to the Illuminati's pyramid.
Ooh. So there is, we know the facts. He was shot in Las Vegas in 1996 while attending a Mike Tyson fight related to gang activity. And he's since had some sightings in New York City, LA, Cuba, and New Jersey.
And today we've got Corey here with us.
Hello.
What's up? So, yeah, we're talking about Tupac, and stay tuned for more after this. Hey, Mavericks, welcome back, and we're here for the Illuminati's Pyramid.
So, Tupac had a way of protecting himself because he had recently had a shooting incident and was very paranoid about being shot, so it was very common for him to be wearing a bulletproof vest. So what's interesting about the night he died is that it was a very public event. It was a Mike Tyson fight in Las Vegas. So you would think that he would be wearing his bulletproof vest, however, he was not. And it didn't make a lot of sense relating to the people who were going to be there or might be there, and he had a lot of enemies.
Yeah, and so that same night, he had gotten into a run-in or a fight with Orlando Anderson, allegedly, and he was a Crip, allegedly, as well. So they think it may be gang-related. Do you have anything to say about that?
Yeah, Tupac was Blood, and yeah. Orlando was Crip as well, so they definitely had those kind of dynamics going through there. A lot of tension was going through, especially with Tupac kind of rising, not necessarily out of that, but getting to a different place than a lot of those people were originally. So there's just a whole lot of moving parts here, a whole lot of things that just don't quite add up, like with most conspiracy theories and different things like that. And so that's basically what I had to say there. It's just a whole lot of weird happenstances
that's
happening with there. So, yeah.
And I think it's just interesting that he didn't protect himself that night. Like, if he knew that it was such a big event, like, why would he not be, if he was so worried about...
He did have a bodyguard, but...
Yeah, he did, but he didn't have his bulletproof vest that he normally would have in public events and public... things like that. So it's just really weird. It's just not characteristic of him.
Yeah, so even if he knew that something was going to happen, why wouldn't he protect himself? It's just interesting.
Well, coming up, we're going to be talking about some of the sketchy details behind what happened after his death, and stay tuned.
Yeah, we've got some Tupac up for you next, so...
Hey, what's up, you guys? So we're going to be talking about some of the sketchy details behind his passing and what was done after his death.
Yeah, Tupac Shakur. So he was shot September 7th of 1996, and he was kept in the hospital on life support for 6 days and officially died September 13th of 1996.
So according to reports, he was cremated the day after his shooting. And Suge Knight, who at the time was his producer, paid $3 million to secure this. And the cremator listed Tupac's body as being 6 feet tall, 215 pounds. And I know what you're thinking. That is not what he looks like. He does not look like a 6 foot tall, 215 pound person. Well, you would be right because his driver's license is 5'10", 168 pounds. So I don't know what you want to think about that. Either this cremator, like, got the records mixed up, he lied on his driver's license, which I highly doubt. I think that there was something sketchy going on. But what's even crazier is the said cremator actually has retired, vanished, and has never been seen of again. So, yeah. And I imagine, like, did he cremate himself and was Tupac the cremator? Like, I am so confused. Anyway, press were also banned from the ceremony.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And, like, there's just all these Suge Knight connections, even up to this day. Like, Suge Knight's son, who is, you know, kind of, like, people are a little wavery about this because they think he's just trying to gain notoriety. But he's been saying things like, you know, there's been sightings of Tupac in Malaysia right now. He's running in. going on saying that the Illuminati thinks that Tupac knows too much, and anybody who's around Tupac, which he apparently thinks that he is, he's saying that this is like Suge Jr. basically. I don't think he wants to be called that, but that's like basically what he is. He's like, Tupac's in Malaysia, all this stuff here. But in the midst of it, it's a little sketchy because he has boom mics. He has Instagram video of him running away. Like, if you're really running away from the Illuminati, are you running?
This dude needs to move on. You know, listen to some new rap and find a new idol or something.
No, I just think it's odd. I think it's really odd. I think he's trying to push himself forward. But I don't know, man.
Seems like a PR move, in my opinion.
Yeah, because they think he's obviously filming something. So it's just interesting.
Well, soon we're going to be talking about some of his friends and what they have to say about his death.
Yeah, and a little bit about who the police interviewed and who they didn't interview. So stay tuned.
You're back with Illuminati's Pyramid, and back to the Tupac conspiracies. We're going to be talking about some of his sightings, which there are many, and they mainly revolve around Cuba. So, fellow rapper and friend of Tupac said off record in an interview when he was asked if Tupac was dead in 2010 that the last time he saw him was in Cuba, and in September 2018, there was an image that was circulated of him partying with Rihanna at a Cuban bar, which is pretty suspect. They shouldn't have known each other in their time. This is a 90s rapper with a late 2000s rapper, but okay, do you, sis? And his aunt, this is what I find the most interesting. His aunt was a political activist, or is a political activist, but she was a former Black Liberation Army member. And her name is Asada Shaku, who was granted asylum in Cuba in 1984 from the U.S. And Cuba, the theory is so ingrained in so many rap personalities and the rap culture in general that Kendrick Lamar even referenced it on Element from his Damn LP. He said, "Fake my death, go to Cuba. That's the only option." And you'll find out after the break that there are a lot of things that he has said more, I guess it's more deeper thinking that he had that might have rooted him to want to fake his own death. So we'll talk about that next. But Aaron, do you want to add anything to?
Yeah, so during Tupac's, or like after Tupac's death and ultimate murder, the police failed to interview one of his entourage. His name was Yaki Yadafi, who said he could identify the assailant that shot him. But 2 months after Tupac Shakur's death, on November 10th, 1996, Yaki Yadafi was murdered.
I don't understand how they couldn't have followed through this story. Like, there's not just one witness. There's never only one witness. But what? Like, someone killed him?
Mm-hmm.
How they must have, if this is a situation of him being murdered by someone who wanted to murder him because they were in on the death of Tupac, why would they only murder one person? Like, there had to have been other people who saw it, but I guess he was the prime person, according to theory, that maybe he knew something that the cops and everyone else didn't.
Yeah,
well, if I could add something here, you have to understand that there could have even been things that were happening in his own ranks that was happening. Like, because, like, I hate to go on that Suge Knight, can't pronounce it, train again, but people even think that he might have even conspired to have the murder happen as well, because when people confronted him about it, he infamously pretty much literally ran over these people with his car because he got so bent out of shape out of it. Obviously he has some passionate feelings about it. Either it's feelings of guilt or it's feelings of, hey, that was my dude.
I mean, he did pay $3 million for his funeral.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's interesting. Stay tuned for more after this break, guys. Hey guys, welcome back to the Illuminati's Pyramid. We've got some more about Tupac Shakur for you guys.
So this theory is revolving around his last album, which he was a big fan of this guy named Niccolo Machiavelli, who was a Renaissance philosopher and politician who advocated the faking of one's own death to gain an advantage over their enemies. So Tupac's final album was called the Don Caluminati 7-Day Theory, which obviously sounds like it relates to the Illuminati just from the looks of the album cover. And also, 7 is a very important number to a lot of people who say numerology and stuff. So there's a lot to be said about that. And it was, most interesting, released under his new stage name, not Tupac, but Machiavelli, which is Machiavelli, the other one. His name is spelled with a C-H, but he spelled it wrong, purposefully. M-A-K-A-V-E-L-I, which is also an anagram for Am Alive, K.
Yeah, so the K is believed to be a hint at his new alias, Casanova the Don, a rapper who is widely believed to be a new alias for Tupac. Casanova collaborates with Tupac's rap crew, The Outlaws.
Yeah, and even in, like, one of their songs, he, like, said that he said these lyrics that really like pointed that really was poignant for me. 16 years still stuck in a dark cage, living in my mind that fateful day, 976, remember like it was yesterday. And I just,
that's crazy.
Yeah, it's just nuts because it is because at that time that's literally it's when it happened.
Yeah,
that's
the day that he was shot. Yeah,
it's just beyond crazy. And
the links that it makes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like even in some good information that you have is like even in the most in the recent world, Tupac's bodyguard was also found dead in his Murrieta home in California.
And this was recently.
This is just recent. Like I was even surprised when I was looking up more stuff here because I just watched a video of his bodyguard just chilling, hanging out with a Tupac impersonator of any of all people and different things like that. And he was supposed to even talk about stuff around Tupac and stuff that he knew that he wanted to come out with, and then he just died.
Yeah, and it seems like a lot of the people that were around him that wanted to talk about it or said they wanted to talk about it ended up dead in the end before they could even do anything. Mm-hmm. So it's just really interesting and it's really suspicious.
Someone does not want the full story to be released in any way.
But that's why we're here, to tell you. And we hope you guys have a Thursday-licious day. Grace,
I didn't do it this time. It was Aaron. Thursday-licious.
Okay. Here's some Virgalicious for y'all. Hey guys, welcome back to the Illuminati's Pyramid, and we're gonna wrap it up now with our segment where we give how many Illuminati pyramids out of 5.
Yep. So Aaron, we learned a lot about Tupac today. Probably nightmare worthy information. How many Illuminati pyramids do you give the theory that he is still alive today in 2019?
I think I'm going to give it a 3.5 because there's a lot of evidence that like he could be possibly alive. And there's so many like pictures of him with celebrities now, like looking older. And he was so young when it happened. So he would only be like me and Corey were talking about it during the break. He'd only be like 48.
Yeah, if he was alive now.
Yeah.
He'd be 48.
So, I mean, I think that it's possible he's alive, but I mean, we just really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the fun thing about conspiracy theories. You never know. Yeah. So, Corey, how many Illuminati pyramids would you give it?
Okay, I'm a little bit closer onto your end of the spectrum as far as Illuminati pyramids, but I wouldn't quite do the 0.5 at the end there. I just stick it at a good 3 because there's enough sketchiness there for me to actually be like, yeah, I'm fairly certain that something is up. Somebody's trying to cover up something, whether that be the death of him or stuff that they were involved with beforehand, stuff like that. So there's definitely something up. It could be he's alive. It could be something completely different.
Yeah.
Could be the Illuminati because, you know, the higher order, it's there. Mm-hmm. You don't know that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Greece.
I think that he was definitely in a preparation stage before his death, especially with the album. And it seems very off for me. Like, you don't know a lot of rappers that are, like, super into philosophers from hundreds of years ago.
Oh, no, for sure.
And the fact that that was even in there and that it stayed true with his album, specifically his last album, I think that something's definitely up, and I'm going to probably give it a 3.5 as well, just because there's at least five different theories, and I think two of them really make sense, even if they might just be, regardless of this, I believe someone is covering something up. Yes. If it's not him being alive, it's something else.
Yeah, it could have been something they were involved in. Maybe they were involved in the Illuminati, but who knows? I guess we'll never know. But stay tuned next week. We'll be on here. Corey won't be joining us. Thank you so much, Corey, for joining us.
Yeah, exactly. Corey.
It was great.
Corey's going to have a new Mav radio show. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be called Mavs at the Movies. And yeah, it's shout out to Chance Oliver. He's also going to be on that. So we're developing that right now, seeing, you know, how the flow of everything's going to be. So if you love movies and you want to tune in, I also have podcasts on Spotify, Box Office Bros, you know, shameless plug.
Yeah, go ahead and check them out, guys. So yeah. Stay tuned for Shane's show after this. And thanks for listening to the Illuminati's Pyramid.